Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, April 23rd. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 19 years ago, today in 2005. The first YouTube video ever, Me at the Zoo, was uploaded by co-founder Jawed Parimz. Approximately 1 year later, the site had some 100 million videos. Today, there are over 14 billion videos on YouTube. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's sunny and feels like 35 degrees with 4 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:35 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:48. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with a high near 62 and wind around 6 to 14 mile per hour. Tonight, it will be cloudy with a low around 42. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be at 6 a.m. with another low tide at 6 p.m. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 46 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will see showers likely, mainly between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. with a high near 59 degrees. Wednesday night turns partly cloudy and much colder with a low around 33. Thursday and Friday will be sunny with highs in the mid-50s. Thursday night will be mostly clear with a low around 35. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, starting in May, the MBTA will implement significant service disruptions across Boston to facilitate essential infrastructure improvements. Key changes include the suspension of Red Line service between Park Street and JFK UMass, as well as Park Street to Ashmont Station, each night from May 1st through the 9th. Additionally, the Orange Line will see closures from Wellington to North Station at various intervals throughout the month. Commuters should also note weekend suspensions on the Kingston, Middleborough, and Greenbush commuter rail lines between South Station and Braintree. These interruptions are part of ongoing efforts to enhance system reliability and service quality. Now on to sports. The Denver Broncos' acquisition of Zach Wilson from the New York Jets offers a strategic safeguard in their quarterback roster, especially after releasing Russell Wilson. This low-cost trade provides the Broncos with additional flexibility, especially if the draft doesn't favor them with top quarterback prospects. Despite his mixed performance with the Jets, Zach Wilson's arrival allows the Broncos to consider other positions of need with their 12th pick in the draft. This move underscores a cautious approach to rebuilding their QB lineup, hinting they might not target a quarterback in the first round unless the perfect fit emerges. In local sports, the Bruins at home in Game 2 lost to the Maple Leafs 3-2. That series is now tied 1-1. Game 3 is on Wednesday in Toronto. And tonight, the Red Sox are on the road in Cleveland to take on the Guardians. In top news, recent research has revealed that Uranus and Neptune, previously thought to be primarily composed of water ice, may contain significantly more methane ice than expected. This finding challenges the conventional understanding of these distant ice giants' makeup. Scientists from the Technion Israel Institute of Technology suggest that interactions between organic-rich planetesimals and the planet's hydrogen-helium atmospheres under high temperatures and pressures during early planetary development could produce a substantial methane ice layer. This layer could constitute up to 10% of the planet's masses, altering our view of their composition and formation. This hypothesis is based on thousands of computer simulations modeling the interiors of Uranus and Neptune, pointing to a need for a dedicated space mission to verify these findings. In business news, following Bitcoin's successful halving event, cryptocurrency-related stocks, including MicroStrategy and Coinbase, experienced substantial gains. MicroStrategy stock jumped over 12%, bolstered by its significant Bitcoin holdings and anticipation of further acquisitions. Coinbase's shares also rose over 5%, driven by the growth of USD Coin, a stablecoin it co-developed, which has seen its market cap increase to $34 billion. Additionally, stocks of mining companies like Riot Platform and Hut 8 Corporation soared, reflecting the positive market response to the halving, which typically reduces the reward for mining new blocks, thereby decreasing the rate at which new Bitcoins are generated. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is $67,000. Ethereum is just over $3,200. And Solana is $157. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Archaeologists have unearthed evidence of ancient human habitation within a lava tube in Saudi Arabia, showcasing our ancestors' adaptability. The Umm Jursan lava tube, which stretches nearly a mile, served as a refuge from the harsh desert conditions, offering a cooler environment for its occupants. This site, which dates back at least 7,000 years, contained human and animal bones, stone tools, and even a piece of pottery, indicating intermittent use possibly linked to pastoral migration routes. This discovery at Umm Jursan not only highlights a unique form of ancient dwelling, but also contributes to our understanding of human migration and settlement patterns in the Arabian Peninsula. And in entertainment news, the latest Deadpool and Wolverine trailer showcases a downtrodden Logan grappling with rejection and malfunctioning claws, interrupted by Deadpool, recruiting him for a multiversal mission hinted at in previous teasers. This mission appears linked to potential universe-ending threats, possibly connected to secret wars. The trailer introduces Cassandra Nova as a significant adversary with a plot revolving around the survival and legacy of these characters within the multiverse. The mix of humor, action, and existential stakes sets the stage for a dynamic exploration of their challenges. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the founder of YouTube. And here it is, the first ever YouTube video.
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. And the cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks. And that's cool. And that's pretty much all there is to say.
And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.